IBM Podcast.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on when you're listening to this. My name is Michael Hamilton, and I'm a WebSphere Worldwide Marketing Manager and host of today's podcast. IBM recently launched Mobile First, a suite of best-of-breed components that support organizations' efforts to execute their mobile strategies from front-end customer-facing touchpoints to back-end systems. I'm glad to have with me today Bruno Cimoglia, Program Director, Worldwide Industry Marketing, here to talk about what this means from the retail perspective. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, good morning, Michael.
Yes, first off, Bruno, let's start with the business imperatives for retail and look into why mobile, why now? How does mobile help address these imperatives?
Sure. So there's no doubt today that we have a changing economy and a changing working and business environment. So if you look at it, retailers are under pressure today to retain and build customer loyalty. But at the same time, they need to do cost-cutting and streamlining operations. So their success will require innovative business models. You know, the status quo is no longer holding true and will no longer help them. And those new business models need to rely on what we call real-time insights in order to meet the customer changing demands and expectations. So our point of view at IBM, that for retailers to grow and thrive this economy and changing world, they need to address three key industry imperatives. First off, you know, delivering a smarter shopping experience. Simply said, or simply put, being able for the retailer to interact with customers in ways that provide each and every of them with a timely, relevant, and personalized experience. The second one is what I would call acting as a matchmaker between customers and the product or services offering. That still remains for retailers the essential and the art and science at the heart of their business. We call it smarter merchandising and supply networks. And the goal is really to help retailers satisfy the challenges of rising consumer expectations and really setting up the supply chain and the merchandising capabilities to be aligned with that and the new real-time requirements. Last but not least, supporting smarter operations. So this encompasses a range of improvements that are designed to streamline back-office processes, take advantage of reduced cost delivery model, you know, like cloud, for instance, and establish much better visibility into the organizational performance as well. Now, a couple of points I want to add from a mobile perspective against those industry imperatives. So there's no doubt that mobile, beyond what I would call the glass pane, meaning having connected, intelligent, and instrumented mobile application, has a key role to play for retailers to address the above imperatives. And if you have doubt, study shows that customers expect to get instantaneous access to information about retailers, products, and other consumers' experience from their mobile device, sometimes even as they are within the store. They also use multiple technologies, including mobile, to interact with other consumers and with retailers, all in real time. And you could take the example of getting access to product reviews, for instance. Overall, they are very smart, actually much smarter and much more empowered than ever before, very knowledgeable about the products, quality, and price, thanks to those mobile devices that they carry around with us. And in some deeper ways, the supply chain is becoming transparent to them. So, you know, when you look at it, the mobile revolution in retail is underway. Whether you check out IBM owns, you know, digital analytic benchmark, third-party market analysis, Forrester, Gartner, or Nielsen, you know, the numbers are staggering. They all point to the rising expectations, but the increased velocity for mobile as well. And as such, the capability deployment in this industry around mobile is much needed and is happening now. Now, to temper that a little bit, what we're seeing in the market is some level of disillusion from retailers which have been what I would call short-sighted by the need to deploy a first wave of mobile application for competitive blocking. This app, in my opinion, and in a lot of retailers' opinion, are too focused on the glass pane experience, the widget, and they are not going deep enough in terms of looking at the customer need and the customer experience across the shopping continuum. They are just like toy application to, in essence, get a presence on App Store. So we see a need for retailers to go beyond and support full-blown mobile application deployment at an enterprise level, supporting omnichannel transactions, securing access to customer data and backend, and also managing the application lifecycle.
Yeah, that's an interesting perspective. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about retail organizations, where they can get started on a mobile journey today, and what are the key focus areas that they should be considering.
Sure. So it's a very exciting space. I mean, there's lots of potential for this industry to be transformed by cool things such as mobile payments for seamless shopping, virtual reality for the store of the future. But for now, I'll try to define three immediate hotspots that are driving heightened focus from what we see out there in the market. First off, and that may be a little bit an unconventional way to start, but let me do it this way. You know, employee-facing apps, especially for store associates, to give them the insights for more meaningful and impactful customer interaction. So concretely, what are we talking about here? We're talking about, first and foremost, capabilities to save the sale, making sure the customer doesn't go to another retailer to complete the transaction and just do window shopping within the retailer premises. So save the sale with contextual information, such as customer preferences, segment profiles, access to price matching information. Today, you know, it's ubiquitous. It's almost insane for retailers to ignore that and not equip their store customer service rep, you know, with this information. And last but not least, real-time view and inventory across channel to fulfill the order. That's another key aspect as well, which is no small feat, but it is necessary. And then building on this baseline, still in the realm of employee-facing app, we can expand to capabilities for even greater personalized treatment. So think about things like notification of associates when a loyal customer walks into the door of the store, and displaying to that store clerk, who is going to almost act as a concierge, a list or a preferred list of assortment to bring to a one-on-one showroom. Second scenario could be to display the customer's 360-degree customer profile, including not only the purchase history, but abandoned and active shopping carts. You know, maybe that customer started shopping over the web and then wants to walk into the store to check out some items. And last but not least, interest based on social media information and many other external data sources to the company. So that's another one which is very promising. Last but not least, time, location, and context-aware next best actions to, again, equip the customer rep within the store with those insights and acting as the most seasoned expert and recommending products. Yeah. So the second area of focus, as you would expect, is more the customer-facing mobile application. And here, the idea is to design and support enhanced experience. Forrester, in a recent report, described such market leader as agile organization. And those agile organizations, what do they do? Well, they do not allow touch points to sort of emerge randomly or operate independently from one another. Okay, and these companies that they're talking about, the agile leaders, they design compelling cross-touch point experience. Very meaningful interaction to their customer, and they overall want to add value to the brand. You know, things such as click and collect for retailers, mobile-driven check-in for airline, are now things that are expected within the industry and almost level playing field. So how do we get there? Well, we see that mobilizing, or what you could call, mobile-enabling the website is a very common first step to getting there. The idea is that retailers deploy mobile storefront that emulate the web-based storefront and also optimize the overall experience. And then from this baseline, we are seeing retailer expand in different areas, such as real-time context-aware offer. We have also seen, personalized and loyalty offers being looked at even before the customer walked into the store, actually to lure the customer within the store as the customer is within vicinity or proximity of a given store and of a given outlet. Yeah. Then within the store, we could look at targeted marketing communication and offer to encourage the customer to go check out specific display areas within the store, access product rating information, things of that nature on a product that he has just scanned. And then after the purchase, we could look at things like mobile-enabled return management, where the mobile device could allow to print mail back labels and schedule a pickup from a transportation company all in one click. Okay, so from the before walking into the store to walking into the store to even after the shopping experience, we could really define a number of apps and capabilities to help support this engagement. Yeah. Now, the third area is what I would call dashboard and analytics here, and making them available from mobile device to deliver those insights and supporting smarter operations overall. So one can easily think about a broad domain of key performance indicator. On the front office side, we could have product sales, trend, and things of that nature. On the back office side, we could have store, warehouse, and distribution center inventory level. But overall, the point is to support the operations manager within the company and give them the insights and give them data on the go to have and make better decisions. So we still see some struggle on this end. For instance, on the inventory side, as I mentioned before, it's not a small feat to enable the real-time visibility, but we have proven to be able to solve that at several retailers. And we have also seen that upon bringing this insight to mobile device, in a secure and reliable way, we can enact those new breeds of analytics. Blending customer insight along with third-party studies and social media trend is actually something that we can do now. We have some key capabilities, both on social and big data and analytics, to support this move alongside with mobile.
Well, that's a pretty interesting path the company can take. I was wondering if you can talk a little bit and illustrate a way, and possibly a simple way, a customer example of an overall view of the life before mobile first versus life after mobile first.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So with a mobile first application and data platform, we have a customer called TBC Corporation. It's a retailer in the automotive space, which now delivers a more consistent mobile user experience across mobile devices and form factors, but also experience reduced time to market for mobile applications. So how did we get there? Well, initially the company had begun evaluating a range of mobile solutions with specific focus on elevating employee productivity and improving customer service level. So specifically on that point, the company wanted to develop a suite of mobile applications, including a store location application, for instance, for customers, as well as an employee-facing app to access product pricing and inventory information via their own mobile device. So to address these needs, which are pretty unique, again, in terms of addressing both internal and external apps, TBC Corp needed to implement an open, intuitive mobile application development environment that would help it design, create, and manage up to 6 applications within 18 months. So that was sort of the test drive here. So they did evaluate, you know, all the needs of an in-house development team, and then they selected and rolled out the IBM WorkLite offering, which is part of this mobile-first brand that we have recently launched. And the solution now has established a very flexible, very open development platform that this customer is using to create very scalable mobile app for a very wide range and array of devices. And moving forward, they have planned to use the solution to help develop a whole new range of employee and customer-facing application in the future. So the implementation of the technology, you know, has helped them gain the development platform to create those value-add mobile app. Again, we are not in the business of helping just customer have an app and have a presence on the app store. It's really about the power and the fact that the app is meaningful for the employee or for the customer from an overall experience and relationship standpoint. Yeah. And if you go to YouTube and actually Google, you know, TBC, you'll find a recorded testimonial. And I quote their vice president and CIO, which said that the WorkLite platform has already saved between 80 to 90% of development time for second and third target devices due to the inherent cross-device capabilities here. So that's a fantastic, you know, testimonial giving, you know, insight on the kind of productivity level you can enact with such a platform, sort of writing once, being able to deploy everywhere, improving employee productivity, and elevating the overall customer experience. And this company is very confident that this mobile application tooling and framework that they have now in place will help them differentiate their brand from their competitors.
Well, thank you for that. That was a very good customer example. I was wondering if you had additional customer success stories that can illustrate how IBM Mobile First can help deliver real tangible impacts. And I know you gave the percentages of 80 to 90% development time savings. That's fantastic. But I was wondering if there's a little bit more concrete information you could share with us.
Sure, we actually have quite a few. Let me switch to another area for capabilities, which we call mobile-first analytics here. And here we have a retailer in Netherlands which increased the accuracy of its analytics to over 99% and improved conversion rates by 60% for iPad users specifically. So what happened there? Well, they had, you know, an application development cycle for mobile and a number of other apps, and among one of the cycle or new deployment cycle, an application issue popped up and was introduced within this new mobile app release. And it essentially caused hundreds of orders to register within their system without proper order notification to the company. So it was sort of a no man's land kind of situation. The order was half-baked into the system and could not really be fulfilled. Specifically, the orders were not properly tracked for some mobile user, and this caused a lot of discrepancy between, you know, the corporate record, the supplier record, and some of the online app records as well. So as a result, the marketing decisions on moving forward with promotion or rolling out new offering were pretty much put at risk, given the inaccuracy of the data, not to mention potential customer dissatisfaction because the order was not taken properly. So what we use is some capabilities from our core metrics offering, and they helped us flag an issue with conversion rate dropping from a given product overview page to moving on to its detail page after the application update. Then we use some technology from our TLeaf offering to help us with further segmentation. And both TLeaf and Cometrix revealed that it was mainly a problem with mobile screen. And using the TLeaf replay capability, you can literally replay on your screen, the developer screen, what were the sequence of actions and clicks taken by a customer on a given mobile device. And we identified an application issue with the order creation screen on a mobile app. And it shows that on the iPad specifically, banner ad was pretty much interfering with the rotated view of the order screen. So that really helped us, A, improve the level of analytics, B, quickly hone in, you know, on the problem and get it fixed through the TLeaf replay. So after understanding this problem, the structural issue was quickly fixed. New app was deployed overnight, and the conversion rate shot up by 60% overnight. So again, a very strong testimony to the fact that we can help identify those issues definitely deep down in the guts of the application, get them fixed, and roll out quickly a new application or new version of the application to see this year. So this is one example out of many. We have quite a few customer success stories. I suggest you go to a mobile first, you know, website and click on the tab, on the navigation tab named See It in Action. And you see a lot of cross industry example and cross capabilities example that I'm sure will whetten the appetite of audience here.
That's a pretty good example of the capabilities of mobile first. And I was wondering if you could share with us a little bit, a few more key aspects of the IBM capabilities for retail.
Sure. So it's a very broad range of capabilities. And actually, it happens that in the realm of retail, the entire scope of a mobile first offering is really relevant here. So first off, I'll start from the more of the software side, but we also have a very rich services side. So the IBM Mobile First platform is the first component. And here we are talking about key capabilities to help you, you know, build and deliver engaging mobile applications more quickly with higher quality at a lower cost. So it's sort of an integrated development environment with a lot of power given to the IT people to deliver those cool apps in record amount of time. About a month ago, we have announced even more added capability to this environment. And if you look at the IBM WorkLife 6.0 planned for release this quarter, we are making it much easier for developers to leverage things like location information in a mobile app while not jeopardizing the battery consumption. So something that's actually very relevant for retailers. We have a suite of rational tools also to help us for the building and testing of mobile assets. And here, another key new product is the IBM First Rational Test Workbench. So here, we provide the ability to record in human language text script for Android and iOS and play them back in automated form, all in the spirit of speeding up the testing of new applications. And we're also improving and embedding a number of analytics so that the teams on the development side can get a much better understanding of who is using what and where, as well as making and identifying, you know, potential problems, as in the case before. Yeah. So we also recognize that the organization need to need to deliver the mobile functionality, but want to gain scale and speed from cloud services. So that's why we've recently introduced new IBM mobile cloud services on developer workshare. So think about this as a set of cloud services easily invoked by a developer with no backend infrastructure requirements. And our first release will focus on high-value mobile services like Passbook in iOS. It's just the beginning of something very significant in terms of investment on OSP. So this is, you know, just the appetizer here. To move on, we have the second tenant, the software side, which is the IBM Mobile First Security. Security is very interesting in that with mobile, there are both opportunities and threats. If you look at a mobile-first security solution, they address both issues, actually. So first, the opportunity to make better decisions around whether or what level an individual should have access to an application and improve that by using the full mobile context when we do so. Yeah. And also, many retailers want tablet solution, right? But they may not want to enable this solution to work when used outside of the footprint of the store. And we have a offering here which is called IBM Security Access Manager for mobile and cloud that will help you do that and help those retailers, you know, turn on and off those functionality based on the location of the device. That's something that's actually pretty cool here. Second, you know, if we get back to the point about very mature development process, we believe that security and vulnerability scanning is very important. And that's why we have added iOS and Android support to our latest release of the app scan capability. Very useful, especially when third-party capabilities are involved in building a mobile application. Last but not least, on the software side, IBM Mobile First Management. So this is all about helping organizations deal with the challenge of mobile device and application management. You know, given the growth in retail organization, also allowing you bring your own device to the employee, this is something that definitely needs to be addressed. And the IBM Endpoint Manager, based on the technology we acquired with Big Fix, allows us to provide a single solution for all enterprise device management and dramatically simplifying the management process. So to complete the software offering picture, we have IBM Mobile First Analytics. I started to touch on that in the previous reference. So we are expanding our tea leaf solution to give enterprise more visual insights into mobile behaviors, so that they can better understand, you know, where the improvement needs to be made and things of that nature. And again, I mentioned that the integration between TLeaf and WorkLight will have de facto standard the number of TLeaf instrumentation baked in the WorkLight environment. So that's very significant here. Yeah. Now, if I move on to the services part of our offering, you know, we have strategy and design services. So we can tap into the IBM expertise, which is very rich, to map out a mobile strategy for employees and customers. And we also have key experience in designing and design skills actually within IBM Interactive to help build those compelling mobile experiences. And then we have a new mobile maturity model to assess you how you're progressing towards becoming a true, full-blown mobile enterprise and workshops to help you in your journey and accelerate the deployment of mobile within the company. And last but not least, I mentioned development and integration services. So here it's really a wide range of services. I mentioned cloud for the developer, but we offer services beyond that to help roll out full-blown mobile infrastructure, manage mobile application portfolio, BYOD environment, and things of that nature.
Are there any suggestions on how our listeners can get started?
Sure. So many resources are now available to you. First off, you can learn about the capabilities. I touch on that very quickly, but you can learn more about them on our website at ibm.com/mobile-first. Second, I really suggest to join, you know, ongoing conversation on social media. We have a lot of experts and thought leaders engaged in those conversations on Twitter. The hashtag is IBM Mobile, and also on Facebook, IBM Mobile as well. And last but not least, you can contact us, you know, via email at ibmmobile@us.ibm.com. Speak with your IBM Mobile First certified partner or sales representative to arrange and schedule this Mobile First on-ramp workshop. We've done hundreds of those workshops in the past few months. They are really a great way to engage both business and IT stakeholders in the conversation. So overall, I think that these three steps will really set our listeners from the retail industry on the proper path and being very productive to help enhance their mobile journey. Michael, you know, great speaking with you, and I'd like to thank the listener for their attention.
Yes, thank you, Bruno. This concludes our podcast today, IBM Mobile First for Retail. Please note that this will be series of podcasts where we will highlight IBM mobile-first capabilities across many other industries. So be on the lookout for those recordings as well. And as always, we appreciate your time and have a great day.
IBM Podcast.